Well, you certainly enjoyed your evening. I am glad. It's always... Well, it must be hard coming to a new place where you don't know anyone apart from myself. I want you to be able to have your own friends and people that you can talk to other than me. Though, of course, you can talk to me about anything. But you seem to be taking everything quite well. I'm very glad. And the people here have quite taken a liking to you, if I dare say so. Don't sell yourself short. You might not think that you have charms, but rest assured. You're very liked. I knew you would be, of course. Well, you're just so sweet. How could anyone not take to you? Well, you're not there anymore. We have, more open minds here. Which I hope makes it a much more comfortable home, if I dare say the word. I mean, you are living here, of course, but I, of course, really want it to feel like a real home. Well, your happiness is my happiness. I... Did I seem distracted during dinner? I might have had something on my mind. No, it's nothing bad. Sorry if I worried you. Nothing bad at all. Merely thinking about you. All good things, I promise. Merely that well, would it be all right if we stepped out into the gardens? Away from any echoes or eavesdroppers? I am glad that you like it. The garden, specifically. If at any point you want to make changes to it. If there's any particular flowers or plants that you'd like to see. Perhaps something to remind you of your old home. We would be more than willing. These are your gardens now, too. I have been thinking. But you must know that any ideas that I have about ours There's never any pressure for you to make them a reality. I'm quite happy just having them as ideas. But I want to be able to bring up such things and discuss them with you. As I hope that you will entrust your ideas about us to me, if you have any. I'll take the flush as a yes. May I take your hand? I find myself uncharacteristically nervous, though it does seem that my nerves keep coming back around when it comes to you. Not that you make me uncomfortable, it's merely I so dearly care what you think. I've been thinking about us. How long we've been together now, how long you've been here, and what I talked about in the carriage ride on the way down. How if we'd have been together a lot longer before that moment. Thoughts about how this feels improper to bring up out of nowhere. Shall we say, I've been thinking about us being more intimate. Physically intimate. Is this something you're comfortable talking about? Is it, dare I ask, something that has entered your mind? You needn't be ashamed. There's no shame in wanting companionship and love and touch. I would treat you as you deserve, as you want. I would never do anything that you are not comfortable with. And of course, we don't have to do anything at all. But if perchance you were interested, as of late I find that you grow more radiant, the more comfortable you get here, I can see your confidence blooming. I would show you how beautiful you are, how worthy you are of being revered, if you would let me. I need your words, darling. You're quite sure. We wouldn't go fast at all. I would take my time with you. My gentle little prince. My beautiful boy. I would have you tonight if you would will it. Somehow I was so distracted, I couldn't stop thinking about asking you to accompany me back to my chambers. Our chambers. Yes, really. Then, sorry, my prince, would you do me the honor of accompanying me to my bed tonight? Then, if you would take my arm, you do know at any moment you can back out. And it's not anything shameful to not be ready yet, or to not enjoy certain things at all. You say the word stop, or you tug on my hand, and I'll stop. I would not push you too far yet. I would like to touch you, and I hope that you would like to touch me. Rub your body against mine, and we can leave it at that for tonight. As much as I desire to be inside you, I don't want to rush and do anything. Especially since, well, you haven't. I don't mean to offend when I say you are inexperienced, merely. We have all the time in the world to get to know each other. I think we can take it bit by bit. Another night I would be buried inside of you. But tonight, if you'd allow it, I would like to be introduced to the rest of you. Beautiful boy. May I undress you? Yeah. All this does it make you nervous? You being unclothed while I'm still fully clothed. If you lay on the bed, I'll get the rest of this off. Just lie back for me. And lift your hips. That's it. Gorgeous boy. My handsome little prince. You never need hide yourself from me. Would you like to undress me? That way, you're less exposed. Well, perhaps you feel less exposed. Go ahead. You can touch wherever you'd like. I want you to know every inch of me. Let me get this off. May I join you up there? God above. I've never seen you this flushed. I didn't know you could get any more flushed. Oh, it's pretty. My pretty boy. Don't be embarrassed. Getting to see what's underneath your clothes, this body, doesn't change anything. As beautiful as when I first laid eyes upon you. May I go explore? I'll just touch with my hands, right? Down your neck. Over your shoulders. Down your arms. So I can grab your hands and kiss the knuckles on each one. You're safe, right? Your hands back. You can put your hands wherever you'd like. Let me on your waist. Down the curve of your hips. Am I allowed to go lower? You'll need to spread your legs for me. Why? Here. Why don't we change? Let me sit against the headboard and you come into my lap. And if you feel shy or embarrassed, you can bury your head in my neck. As much as I will miss seeing your face, I don't want you uncomfortable. And if it's too much to be looked at, but you want to continue, just put your head right here. Come here. That's it. How about first? You slide your hands down. Over my chest, my stomach. Don't be shy. Take my cock in your hand. That's it. I do call you Little Prince for a reason, but seeing your hand wrapped around my cock. Perhaps I'm just that much bigger than you. My little hands wrapped around my cock. You know what to do, don't you? I can wrap my hand around yours and just stroke. Notice how I was already hard. That's because of you. What you do to me. You can learn fast, can't you? Be a good boy for me. And stroke my cock. But if you don't mind, I'd quite like to get my hands on you. Just slip my hand between your legs. Just like that. Is that cool? Good boy. Yeah. Tell me my hips. Grind yourself against me, that's it, that's it. Look at that. Slide so perfectly against me. Like you were made to be here, in my lap. Between my legs. Or me between yours. My perfect boy. That's it. I don't want you to worry at all about coming. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, I won't take it as a personal offense. Everyone's different. Some people thoroughly enjoy being intimate, but struggle to orgasm. Can't. Not by choice. Some people just experience things differently. But if you can, and you want to, you don't need my permission. I'd love to see it. Once you lose yourself, I could spend an entire day between your thighs, making you come over and over, or edging you, until all those stresses and worries seep out of your head, and you're just a puddle in my bed. But a very handsome puddle at that. Good boy, good boy, like that. Like that. I don't know how I got so lucky. Have something like you in my lap. But here we are. And I'm ever so grateful. I will spend every day deserving you. Trying to prove that I deserve you. Like that. Good boy, like that. God, you're going to make me. I'm going to. You're feeling overstimulated. Should I stop? Alright. You're safe with me. You're right. Was it good for you? I'm glad. Perhaps I might have awakened some sort of appetite or interest in doing this again. Good. As I said, we have all the time in the world to look up to, and wanting to be penetrated, if you do at all. Perhaps you're not interested in that, and you'd rather be the one doing the penetrating. Or, well, I can have anything made or sourced to assist with any activities. Well, there's plenty of you to think about. Just because I'm the more experienced one, taking initiative, doesn't mean that I have to be the one doing the penetrating all the time, or even being in charge all the time. I have plenty of time to work out whatever you like. And I'm very versatile and willing to indulge. I think I'd try out most anything for you. But for now, perhaps, I could have a bath drawn for us. And then, you could stay the night in my bed. Wonderful. You did so well. I'm very proud of you. My beautiful boy.